That is blasphemy.
No.
And my eyes tell me Patrick Mahomes has played that position better than all the other quarterbacks.
No.
Ah, this is the...
No.
Hey, Paul.
What's up, bro?
Let's give these people something different.
Welcome to the PG Sports Podcast. It's me, Favre Sports.
And your boy, G.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Facebook Live PG Sports Podcast. We're here back again for another episode of this great show that we here do. And
Been a while.
We sorry. You can yell at us for a little bit. Hey. We'll take 30 seconds of yelling. You better get it out now, because if you don't, then it's you miss chance.
It's a pandemic.
All of that stuff. But first of all, how you been?
I've been good. How about yourself?
Yeah, great, man. Things are going better, doing better, man. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy that everything, the way my life is going,
that's what's up.
Genuinely fantastic.
That's what's up.
So.
I can't complain.
Yeah, no complaints. I know you can't complain, because go ahead and rub your hands together.
We're about to talk NBA basketball. I can't wait. I can't wait. I love NBA basketball.
We just gonna get right to it here for you. Mm-hmm. So the NBA, I will say this. The NBA seems to pull out this bubble thing correctly.
They
had a string of 300 people that...
Like 343, I think it was.
Because I want to say a lot of people had their skepticism in the beginning, because, you know, it was like James Harden, Russell Westbrook, a few people did test positive. Yeah. But those people are coming in from outside.
Yeah.
They weren't necessarily a part of the NBA bubble protocol, per se. So, of course, they caught a lot of people... They said they weren't necessarily part of the bubble protocol. So then from that point, they did have some people when they first came in. But after they first came in,
no more problems.
Nobody. I'm gonna say, the warm-up games, the 8 games.
Yeah.
Did you actually watch those?
I did because, man, I was watching Devin Booker, and I wanted to see Dame, because Dame was the whole reason that they allowed some teams to go and some teams not to, because Dame wanted to be able to compete for something. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to see Dame, and Devin Booker and the Suns went undefeated. You know what I'm saying? Undefeated. Devin Booker put on a show.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, put on a show out there. Moss Point. That's right. Yes, sir. 228. 228 was putting on a show out there.
He did. You can't deny him. He put on the show. Dame put on the show. They put Zion in there just for giggles.
Zion got to get right. He got to lose some weight. He got to get a little more fit, man.
He
put too much pressure on his joints the way he plays. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but when he plays, actually, very exciting. Before the lockdown occurred, I actually got to see him. I actually went to a Pelicans game live. Mm-hmm. It was them versus the Nuggets. If any of y'all remember the highlight where he sent somebody's shot out of bounds, I was at that game. I saw it live. I was like, we might have something.
Yeah.
So, but like most rookies, as far as Zion is concerned, he had his flashes. His athleticism shows. You can clearly see, as far as athleticism is concerned, he is a freakish athlete, and he has those moments. But he's gonna have to build out a game for it to be consistent and things of that nature.
Yeah, I agree.
But I can say a lot of the games I didn't watch them as much as I wanted to, because you know they ran earlier in the day.
Yeah.
So I'm getting off work, and next thing I know, ran 3 games already. I'm like, well, when did this happen? So a lot of the games
in 3:30, 3:34.
Yeah, I'm still at work by that time, and then so they done ran games already, and then now I done came home and I done caught the tail end of one, because you know I'm married now, so I gotta do married people stuff.
I've been at it for a while.
Yeah, you gotta do married people stuff. You gotta go home, talk to the lady, and you all right? Was your day okay? What happened? You gotta go do all of that. Then by that time, it's the back half of a game, and then with them running them earlier, they don't play as late right. in the night as they used to.
That's right.
So, yeah, I was missing a lot of them. But I was, of course, keeping up with it and also doing that with the playoffs. Because I will say this. Okay, let me ask you this. Watching the games, no crowd. Did that bother you?
No, it didn't. Man, I told you before the pandemic when they started.
Right.
I couldn't wait. I'm a basketball purist. You know
right.
what I'm saying? I rub my hands together when we talk NBA basketball. You know what I'm saying? I love it. I absolutely love it. But I thought as a basketball player, as a former basketball player, excuse me. I thought that it would be the purest form of basketball because, man, it's me against you.
Right.
At this point, there's no crowd out here. So LeBron James, as good as he is, man, that crowd ain't there to boost you on, to get in your head, to get in my head.
Yeah, it's literally just. And I will say this: the one thing I can't remember if I said this or not, but the idea of the crowd, the players missing the crowd per se. I think it was a case by case basis. But then I had to think to myself: these guys play rec ball, like they.
At its core, it's me against you.
It's me, you, ball, hoop.
All these guys think
just because these guys are NBA pros, they forget that these guys were at one point in time 14, 15 years old, and they playing out in the street. You feel what I'm saying? Great. They playing anywhere a ball is rolled. Right. So the idea of them not having hundreds of thousands of fans and they just won't be able to function. I was like, no, this is indoor rec games. This is like when you used to see all them summer videos of like James Harden and Russell Westbrook just running random games or some random game. That's what this was. Except they actually had like a uniform on and a coach.
So the idea that
they thought that this was going to be some big bother for them was hilarious. I know one person that helped. You said it before, and I just need to say this again.
Who's
that? Dame.
Ooh. Dame Dollar.
Man,
Dame Dollar went off, didn't he?
Off ain't the word. Literally every other day I'm seeing Lillard dropped 50. Damian Lillard dropped 61. I'm like,
I love the fact that he missed the free throws to win the game,
mm-hmm.
and Patrick Beverly and Paul George, you know, they kind of rubbed at him on mm-hmm. Twitter,
right?
And he said what I thought was awesome. He said, man, I'm glad to see what they expect of me.
Right.
You know, I'm glad to see what they expect of me. And after that, he missed the game winner
right.
at the line. And after that, oh, man, he went on a rampage. He went on a rampage. Dame Dollar. Man, give it to him. I hate to see you hurt your knee, man, even though it is against my L.A. Lakers.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's not football season. No. Not yet. So it's still Laker time, baby.
Yes, it's still a lot of Laker time.
Laker Nation. Shout out to Laker Nation.
Laker time.
Shout out to Laker Nation.
They had, so right now, do you want to jump to the playoffs or you got something else you want to get into the prelims of the situation?
They got other topics.
Yeah.
We need to talk about. Yes. Basketball is cool. I love to see Dame and I love to see Devin Booker.
What?
I thought that was the highlight of the season, the eight games, the rest
of the
season,
restart. Yes.
The bubble didn't have any cases of coronavirus, which I thought was awesome. It showed that it could be done.
It could be done.
It showed that it could be done. I mean, albeit a small scale, it showed that something could be done to control it.
Yes, and now we'll see. That's one of the biggest things people should take from this.
Absolutely, but other than that, man,
So now we gotta jump to these playoffs,
yeah.
which I once again, it surprised me that all of a sudden I just get off work one day, dun, 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 game one, Western Conference first round, mm-hmm. they done played two, three games already, and I'm like, yo, when did
it was quick,
yo,
it was quick,
but let's see. Trailblazers gave them a scare. They got one off on y'all.
They did. That's
they got one game. Off.
Yeah. They
got one.
First game.
Well, yeah.
AD played soft. AD was soft. Man, I'm a Laker fan. He played like Pau Gasol that first series against Kevin Garnett.
Right.
Oh, man. He made him look scary.
Right.
You know, he made him look scary. They took one.
Yeah, they took one. A lot of some people said sweep, some people said five. Yeah. And they got it looks like for all intents and purposes it's gonna be five.
It's gonna be five. Especially without Dame, he's CJ
can't carry them too.
I mean, he's on his way back to Portland to get his knee examined. I hate that. I hope he's okay. But CJ
is not
going to do it. No. And Melo is what, 37?
And Melo being the third option, I wouldn't be surprised if Melo took this as his Kobe.
Yeah.
And just put him up. Man, who cares? Put him up.
Gonna go out
Dame
shoot.
Ain't here. Shoot.
What? Somebody got to shoot him.
Might as well be me.
Absolutely.
It might as well be me.
Moss Point's finest, Devin Booker.
But he, I would say that was the one place I thought the Lakers would have a huge advantage at is that the guard play. I think the Portland would have them, mm-hmm. but between having LeBron and AD, they have no one for them to. And I like Nurkic. Mm-hmm. I like Nurkic.
And he's played well.
I like him, but he ain't got nothing for him. They showed this one light where he hit like a where he. He jabbed, spin, and then basically he almost like a little step back from like 15, 16 feet. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, you ain't got nothing for that. He had a move for the move. Yeah. You're not going to stop that.
No, he can't.
When Anthony Davis decides to get in his bag like that, it's nothing for him.
Right.
So, yeah, so Lakers in five. Like, five. Whenever that starts, which we'll get to that in a second. Okay, we're gonna do this. We're gonna touch this because I think it's worth touching. 76ers got swept.
Absolutely. Brett Brown got fired.
Got fired. Which I hate the fact that they put his record on blast because they made his record look like that.
That's not fair.
Because people would see that record and he was like 200 and 300 or something. Mm-hmm. And it was like, ooh, he wasn't a good coach. No, we're not gonna put all that on Brett Brown. And we're not going to put all that on Brett Brown.
The organization didn't give him anything.
They did for years.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
For years.
Absolutely.
I don't like that. I don't like the fact that they put his record out there like that. I just think that's unfair because that doesn't tell the story. Because, you know, they do that with all coaches. They get fired, they put their record. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But his record isn't an indication of him as a coach.
No.
Not his record. Now, if you're talking about his playoff, you know.
He's terrible.
I can't say he was terrible.
No, terrible.
He was one Kawhi four bounce goal away from at least advancing another round. He was one Kawhi four bounce, 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 drop. He was that away. Remember, that wasn't game seven. That was game seven. I don't think he was that bad, but I understand that his time ran out. It's basically that's what it was. His time ran out.
They weren't listening to him anymore.
Because I will say this, you got to look at somebody said, I saw a good post. They said, what a difference a year makes. Joel Embiid was crying after Kawhi hits the shot, and then they get swept, and Joel Embiid on the bench like,
here we go again.
Like, hey, man.
Here we go
again. Is this over with? I'm ready to go.
he said it the best. Him and the Celtics are not a rivalry because they always kick our ass. Joel Embiid said that. He knows it.
And they got swept. They didn't take one game.
It wasn't. I mean, yeah, Ben Simmons got hurt. But
I will say
Ben
this.
Simmons and Joel Embiid, they're repetitive because they both have to be in the paint.
They're both inside play.
Joel thinks he can shoot. And he will make you, I guess, take an extra step because he can't hit it.
But I will say this. The one thing I will say I fought Brett Brown for, which was probably enough to get him fired at this point. He said when Ben Simmons went down, he didn't want to go the old Magic offense, Joel in the post, four shooters. He's talking about that'll make us too predictable. Well, you don't have many other options, Brett Brown. That'll make us predictable. But what other options do you have?
Predictable anyway.
Who cares? They make us predictable. Well, okay, if it's predictable, make him stop it. Make him stop it. And then you go from there. He did his team a disservice at that point by not at least trying it.
I agree. What you think about the Clippers, man? think about the Clippers?
I'll say this. I am, first of all, a big proponent of the defensive aspect of the Clippers.
Right.
But I do think that, like I said earlier, in an earlier episode, was the Mavericks got something. If they build it correctly, the Mavericks got something. Because there were many moments during this series, which I think the Clippers going to take it because they're just washing them out the gym now. But there were moments and there were games where you just look at Luka and Porzingis together and you think to yourself, who's gonna stop that?
Right.
Because you saw them make play like this. They had that ref that made that extra call for no reason. He wanted his name in the paper for some ungodly reason. So then by the time Porzingis got his second technical, that put him out for the game. And then, Luka by himself can't handle them.
Took one from him. They took one from him. Yeah. They took one from him. Yeah, they took one from him.
I'm going to say it might have stopped it. It didn't? So, you got some new stuff over here. It don't stop no show, I see, apparently. So, and then, Luka by himself, he has his heroics. Because put it like this. I want to say in that first game, he put up 40 or something, didn't he, right?
Yeah.
And then, but yeah, that was also like 11 turnovers. Mm-hmm. So, he felt that defensive pressure. But, man, there were just moments where you just watched them play against the Clippers. We will consider a very elite defensive team.
Absolutely.
And they made them look
bad.
At bad.
Luka, okay, and I'm saying this on record for whoever's watching, whoever is gonna watch later on in the day, Luka Doncic could possibly be the greatest player to ever play basketball.
Really?
Listen to what I'm saying.
Okay, I gotta hear this.
Luka, I'm not saying Luka will be the greatest to ever play.
Mm-hmm.
Luka has the skill set and the wisdom, the advanced play for someone his age.
Yes.
Because he's only going to get more accustomed to the NBA game.
And which he already said last year, hey, y'all, the scoring here is easy.
Right, because you can't put your body on me like you can overseas. You know what I'm saying? And I'm used to, I've played, if I'm Luka Doncic, mm-hmm. I've played against grown men since I was 14.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So this is nothing. Luka could possibly be the greatest basketball player ever. Not saying he will be, but barring injury.
Right.
And that's a lot.
You're right. Because he already turned the ankle or something, didn't he?
He did, and your great, one of your greatest talents is availability.
Your best ability is availability. So, which
I think Luka, if he doesn't get hurt, mm-hmm. if he doesn't get seriously injured or have continuous nagging
mm-hmm.
injuries, could be the best ever.
And I don't want to say this, because this is... he does. This greatly annoys me, okay? Mm-hmm. When it comes to Luka,
mm-hmm.
people always want to, like in sports, like a lot of things, people want to make comparisons, which is fine.
Right.
Stop comparing this man to Bird. The only thing they got in common is he's white. And he's not even white. He's international. Yeah. Like, Larry Bird is white. Yeah, Larry Bird is a white guy.
From Indiana.
He's from Indiana. Right. He's white. Luka is something else. Spanish, whatever he is. I don't know what he is. But the fact of the matter is, he is international, European. Stop. That bothers me so much that the first time they say, we can make a comparison, he's the next Larry Bird. No, he's not. He is not the next Larry Bird. The only reason y'all yell Larry Bird is because he's white. Y'all see him as a white man, and y'all compare two white people. That's not it. He's much better ball. He's a much better ball handler. I wouldn't say a shooter because, that's even where we stop right there. Two drastically different games.
Absolutely.
Like Bird could shoot it. Luka can't shoot it like Bird. Larry Bird wish he had Luka's ball handling.
Right.
He wish he had a half of that. Yeah. Just to be able to put the ball on the string and do what he can with it. Larry never had that. That game's not even that similar. Mm-hmm. It's just they compare him because he's white. And that annoys me much.
I agree.
That bothers me.
I agree.
So, question.
Yeah.
Did you jump on the bad playoff P bandwagon. No. You know, a lot of people's like, oh, he's trash.
Oh, playoff P. No. Oh, playoff P ain't looking like nothing.
I didn't, man. I thought the man had a few bad games.
He did. He just had a... He put like this. This is a bad time to be having bad games.
It is.
Because literally, ain't nothing else to distract nobody from watching this.
He just had a couple bad games, man.
And that game, then you are the head.
I am a huge Paul George fan. I wanted him instead of LeBron, everybody. Okay? That summer, I wanted Paul George instead of Bron. Absolutely.
Do you regret it now?
Huh? I mean, I
do you regret it?
The only reason I said that then was because Paul George is younger.
Younger.
Not because he's better than LeBron. I mean, LeBron is,
you know,
it doesn't look like it, but he's on his I mean, his age-wise, we all know Mother Nature wins eventually.
Yeah, always. They catch up. So. Oh, thank you, Reginald. He's Slovenian. Thank you.
Slovenian.
Thank you very much.
Slovenia.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. So, yeah, now I genuinely did know that. But, yeah. So, let me see. What else?
Playoff. Giannis. Match. Giannis. Defensive player of the year.
Really?
Giannis in the Bucks.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
Defensive player of the year, Giannis in the Bucks. Man's going to be defensive player of the year and the league's MVP. You know the last person that did that?
Who?
Michael Jordan.
Oh, man.
Michael Jordan.
Jeffrey.
Michael Jeffrey Jordan, the greatest of all time. But that's a whole nother topic and a whole nother story. Yes, the Bucks. I think the Bucks. I don't think that I like the Raptors as far as the East goes.
Right.
As far as the East goes,
they voted them coach of the year.
I like the Raptors. I don't think the Bucks when it comes down to an Eastern Conference Finals, and I like Giannis. I don't think they beat Toronto.
Really?
I do not.
You don't think they... So
I
who's
think
checking
Toronto
Giannis?
Goes, I Siakam.
Really?
Yeah. He can't... I mean, you can't... Nobody can stop him. Siakam is long enough and athletic enough to aggravate him to not dunk the ball every time.
Well, a lot of people seem to think that that another team that could give them troubles if they run into them is Miami.
Yeah, Miami.
Because
absolutely,
apparently they just nicknamed Bam Adebayo the Giannis Killer.
He's got the frame. He does because he is
that wild mix of athleticism to not let him get blown by, but he's also strong enough that Giannis can't just muscle him
like he does everybody.
Yeah, because what was that James Harden said? I'd love to be able to just run and just dunk a basketball.
Yeah, I'd love to take 8 steps going to the hoop
without a dribble like James Harden.
Like James,
and then twink. But like, oh, let it be known, they threw in the James Harden step back on 2K. Even on 2K, it looks like a cheat. It looks like a travel. I don't know how he does it.
It is, or it definitely is.
If it's not, it should be.
It should be.
Stop it, James.
Absolutely.
Stop it. So let me see. What other player? Who are the Nuggets playing?
The Nuggets are playing the Jazz and watching Spider Mitchell
go off
and Jamal Murray go at it. Has been so fun. Has been so fun. Rudy Gobert is played real good.
You know, I know the one they had, what was that? That game one he dropped
57. 57, the third most ever in the playoffs. Yeah. Oh man, I'm talking big numbers.
And then I want to say he dropped 60 somewhere in there and lost.
No,
he didn't drop 60. You know, he dropped 50. He dropped that 50 something and lost. And then I want to say, what was it? That's probably what I'm thinking of. He dropped 250. Yeah, he dropped 250 points. Then I want to say Jamal Murray dropped 45 somewhere in there.
I think it was like 46.
Yeah. Oh, it was the last game, I want to say. And then them two just been going at it. But
been fun basketball. Good, real good basketball.
And then the fun thing, the thing about it is this, Bol Bol finally starting to play.
Absolutely.
And him and they finally.
Michael Porter
Jr. He has been the key to this team since they drafted him. When he fell to 12 to the Nuggets, I said if he gets going, they're not gonna have anything to stop him.
Them and Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. Oh man, the Joker. Come on.
Wait,
man.
Time out. Funniest thing ever. Did you see the Nuggets when they ran their all center lineup? They ran an all big man lineup. They ran Bobo, Nokic at the point. It was like something. I remember that because I thought it was a joke. So I remember the look. I remember I didn't see the game, but I looked up these highlights, mm-hmm. and they really trotted out Jokic at point guard, and I was like, oh god! I think it was one of the early like warm up games when they're trying to just get themselves together. Hey, but yeah, they ran out Jokic at point guard, Bobo.
Stretch those big legs.
I was like, oh my, that's hilarious. But yeah, they have the Nuggets got a lot of skill. A lot of versatility, and
they're young.
I hate to put it on him like this, but it's for real. Michael Porter Jr. was the only thing that could unlock this team, because outside of until they got him, they had skill, but they didn't really have like just
another go to player.
They just didn't have that guy. They had Jamal Murray who could get it for you. Yeah, Jokic could create for you, but if someone just says, go get a bucket.
Hey, the way Jamal Murray been pouring out, he been shooting that thing.
Hey, he been letting that thing rip. And it's been falling for him. Mm-hmm. And the Nuggets are going to take that one. That's,
then we got, what, OKC, OKC in Houston. OKC in Houston. What you think about that? I love the flip-flop. Russell and Chris Paul.
Yeah.
I love the back and forth and the teams going back and forth.
Yeah, because what was that? They had Russ going. He was talking crazy to the Thunder's bench.
Mm-hmm. Steven Adams came out.
And it's funny. Steven Adams, he's like Russ, but he's like, yo, bro,
what are you doing?
What are you doing, big fella? We supposed to be cool. You doing entirely too much.
He's not even playing out
there on the court. Still out there talking all that mess. But,
I did like what Chris Paul said after the last game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they won. They won even the series up 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that was a big game.
Yeah.
That was a big game.
Yeah, for them to tie it up.
But he didn't want to talk about no basketball.
Yeah, he didn't. After the game. He did not want to discuss. And I just want to make sure we tap all these before we get to that. Because that's been the biggest breaking news that we've had so far. Mm-hmm. And I actually have a question about that. Mm-hmm. So, are we missing any series? Mm-hmm. Who, Miami, and who are you playing?
We talk about Miami.
Huh?
We talk about Miami and
them doing that.
Yeah, them being
the Bucks killing. Yeah,
the Bucks.
Yeah. Them boom boom. The Nets got swept by somebody, didn't they? Yeah, that was over. That was over before it got started. The West is definitely have a more interesting set of playoffs, easily. Mm-hmm. but I think we hit all of those.
We touched everything.
Yeah, so now it's time to get to where we really need to get to. So now, a lot of you may see, and I know if y'all, I personally haven't seen it on purpose. I know it happened, but I personally haven't seen it because I feel like, you know, same script, different day. That, you know, we've had another senseless act of violence toward an African-American man for no apparent reason. Even if there was some type of scuffle, you see videos. You had the video of a dude getting tased right up here at the four-way by that four-way by Sam's when you come into 49. On Landon Road. I'm talking, they got into a whole scuffle, dude got tased, and I'm like, man, at least he didn't die like this man did. He done lost his life behind it, so I purposely chose not to watch it. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Yeah, I made it a point to not watch it, yeah. Because at that point in time, when I read the headline, I know what's happening. Yeah. So now, in response to a lot of that, they have, well, they start with the Bucks. Mm-hmm. The Bucks boycotted their game
because they decided, and they were the first to decide and kind of decided for everybody else because they were Milwaukee,
mm-hmm.
and Jacob Blake was shot in Kenosha.
Yeah,
so close to home.
Close to home, and they
so they decided, and they read a George Hill read a nice prepared statement from the Bucks. You know, and basically they said they weren't playing.
And first of all, Reggie, you are correct. He is not dead. He is paralyzed. My bad. Which is correct.
No,
he's not dead. My bad. I said that just off the... But he is alive.
Not dead.
He's not dead, but he's paralyzed from his...
He's handcuffed to his bed, paralyzed.
Still, senselessly for no reason. But you're right, my bad about that. But yeah. So then they decided, so then everybody else kind of followed suit that they would not play their games.
Which I thought was bigger than just the Bucks deciding to protest.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the league, the other teams showing solidarity. I thought because a lot of people were on social media saying, hey, well, the Bucks forfeited. Whoever didn't want to play the game, their team forfeited. Blah, blah, blah. They're paid to play. Whatever the case may be. I love the fact that the league came out and said that they couldn't award any team a win because none of the other opposing teams would accept the victory.
So,
I like that. That's powerful, man.
That was classy. Unified. That was powerful. Unified. And the one thing I wanted to get was this. I kept seeing this post, this thought, this sentiment floated around. And I legitimately want to answer for this.
Mm-hmm. Ask away, because this is what I've been waiting on. Let's talk about it.
Why does everybody need to apologize to Kyrie?
Mm-hmm. Well, so...
Like, what is it that everybody, like, Kyrie, that people are looking at Kyrie, like Kyrie the prophet? Mr. Well, Flat Earth guy.
You're right. and
but what I'm not saying he couldn't have a legitimate point, but I remember I kept seeing his post, and I'm like...
Kyrie, before anybody went to a bubble, when mm-hmm. the bubble was just being discussed, when the NBA Players Association was in front of each other, mm-hmm. you know, trying to make a decision, one of the owners,
mm-hmm.
Kyrie came out mm-hmm. at that time and said, if we all remember, that was shortly after George Floyd.
Right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So... Kyrie came out and said at that time, I don't think we should go to the bubble
mm-hmm.
because it's going to distract away. Because at the time, no sports was playing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? NBA was going to be first.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie didn't want to distract from the civil rights movement
right.
that was occurring before our eyes in 2020.
Right.
Okay. Why distract from that? We're going to be back out there running and jumping up on the court for what? There's more important things. That's what Kyrie wanted from them
mm-hmm.
at that time.
Right.
That is why people are now saying, look at Kyrie. We owe Kyrie an apology. Because he foresaw what was coming, but I don't think he foresaw Jacob Blake getting shot in the back 7 times.
Right.
But I think he foresaw that going back to play was not going to make the point that they were seeking to achieve, I guess.
Well, because the only thing I would have to say in rebuttal to that would be the fact that they are playing would actually shine and give more light to it, because it's one thing to put it like this. You can't deny the fact that this is a corporation, this is an industry, this mm-hmm. is a money-making machine.
Absolutely.
Okay, big so now yeah. the fact that these players have stopped what they're doing, because, you know, I mean, at one point in time, we were in the middle of COVID, nobody was doing nothing, right? Mm-hmm. So, I always said during that time, that was the worst time to do anything, because yeah. people got time. Mm-hmm. If they didn't have nothing else, they had time. Right. So now, the fact that they've stopped what they're doing to at least pause it for this cause
mm-hmm.
lets you know that this isn't something that's going to stop just because we're dribbling the basketball.
Right.
And that whether or not you want to hear about it or not, that ESPN alert is still going to come to your phone. You know what I'm saying? Because it's one thing to have LeBron tweet about some things, but it's not stopping no games. They at home. They cold chilling. But whether or not you want to hear about this as regular Joe Schmo consumer, games postponed for the next couple days. They will be resuming this weekend over the shooting of Jacob Blake. And now you can't avoid this now. Because even if you made it a point to not care, I just want to watch basketball. Which is nothing wrong with that. I just want to watch basketball.
I do. I'm a basketball
this fan. This bit of information is now on you, whether you like it or not, because of the stance that they're taking.
And because of the stance that the league allowed them to take. And what I say by allow, because they're players, they can do what they choose.
Right.
But other leagues make it harder for players to speak out.
NFL.
However, I'm not going to say no names, NFL. You know, but however, whatever the reason is that they don't promote speaking out about things.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Silver and the NBA promoted. You know that, I mean, they have Nike sweatshirts and t-shirts on that say Black Lives Matter. You know
what which, I'm it's on the court. I like some of that, but some of that was a little bit much for me. I can't
even
say that.
Well,
some of that was like, oh.
You have to understand, though, that is a player-driven league.
Yeah.
If those players did not want so much attention shined on it, it wouldn't have happened like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the NBA is pushing as much.
It's pushing the play. It's put it like this. It was, I understand it, and I was with them having the message as a whole. It just seemed a little bit overkill for me.
Yeah.
But then I also understand that everything was so pushed one way, it has to have some type of balance, so it did have to swing way back the other way, so then somewhere in there we come here.
We're going to be completely opposite of what the rest of
the yeah, so it
which
had
is
to,
nothing.
Yeah,
you ain't doing anything. Nothing is being done, so we are going
to
go
yeah,
full.
See, y'all had to go full. We're so it was, full it, I understand it. It was full it. Force. So it was just the fact that, like, put it like this. If you're asking me just my personal scale, it was like pregame shirts. Cool. Names on jerseys. Okay.
That was a little bit
different. Black Lives Matter on the court. Okay. Alrighty then. We're just going full fledged with this. Okay, cool.
It was they had a disclaimer on Call of Duty and NBA 2K for
I saw that too.
A couple weeks.
Yeah.
You know about Black Lives Matter.
Hey, so man,
NBA went full.
They like said, but it's gonna take a huge swing of the pendulum back this way to, you know, they had to, like, as much as they wanted to maybe keep it moderate, they couldn't keep it moderate. They had to go full force. Because, as you said, nothing is being done over here. So they had to swing it way hard back over here. And now, you have where we're at now. Where I'm just like, tad bit overkill for my taste, but I get it. So I'm not going to have a problem with it, per se. Yeah. I didn't like it, but I don't have a problem. Does that make any sense?
It does.
I don't have a problem with it. There's a lot of things I see, and I'm like, it's not my cup of tea. But I'm not finna give you no Facebook think piece about, you know, this is Black Lives Matter. I ain't got time for all that. Whatever you want to do is your thing. Not my taste, but you're not forcing it on me. So, whatever. You do your thing. But they said the games will resume this weekend. The WNBA canceled their games. And I want to touch this real quick. This is for real. Me and my lady, we went somewhere to eat. This is of course, while this is going on, we found a place that was very clean, friendly. We just had to get out the house at some point in time.
Right.
Went to eat. And they had a WNBA game on. Of course, it's in the NBA style, no fan, things of that nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
I actually found myself watching the game.
Yeah, I love the WNBA.
I found myself watching it. And I think, as a whole, right, them playing with no fans actually could help them.
They used to playing with no fans anyway.
That's the point. Yeah. That's the thing, though. It's one thing to have no fans. It's another thing to have empty seats.
True.
Part of the distraction for the WNBA was you would watch a game and you see 15, 20 layered seating of just empty.
Yeah.
And now you can't even watch the game because, like, how am I supposed to watch this? And nobody's even coming to watch it.
Right.
But now I found myself watching the game and just going, "Hey, that was a nice little step back right there. Oh, she gave it a work, hit her with the lay. Okay." I actually found myself watching the WNBA game, and I was watching the game, and my eyes weren't focused on the tons of empty seats there. I was actually watching the, like, oh, that's soaker. Oh, she gave her work. There might be a mod that I was talking about. They want to lower the rim to make them dunk, and I don't think that's stupid. Because if you lower the rim to make them dunk, that also changes shooting angles too, and that's stupid. I've always thought that was the stupidest thing ever. Let's lower the rim to make them dunk. So then you want to throw darts at the goal for threes? That's basically what we're getting at here. They're gonna be just throwing a ball straight like a dart. Because you change shooting angles. That's stupid. But the idea of no fans is less distraction. Mm-hmm. Because you got to admit, I personally don't find them. But the little TV monitor thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, yo, because they've got, like, they have spots where they have, like, Lil Wayne in there and stuff. So, you know, he probably got paid for that and stuff. I don't disagree with it.
They have Bernie in one.
Yeah. Bernie. So, it's like, they probably got paid.
They get that Bernie.
they had, like, you know, they probably had people coming. But I'm not against that. One cool celebrity a night, they put a game
that's
on.
Awesome. That's
awesome. Yeah, get you. Hey, who can we get to be a cool person? We put him on camera. Oh, this is Lil Wayne watching the WNBA. I think that might be something they genuinely need to consider. Cause I totally unbiased, watching the watch outside of the game on the court, mm-hmm. the watch of a WNBA game and sitting on the empty seats is tough. It's a tough watch. It's not good for TV. It's not. I've learned that as I've listened to other stuff. It's stuff I've learned that from hearing other people talk about things such as that. Mm-hmm. The TV product of a WNBA game and rows of empty seats, and you're just like, how am I going to be interested in this and they're not interested in this? How can you make me want to watch this and nobody's even here to watch this for real? So that no fans thing, that might be something they need to consider for real. Just go be just straight TV, mm-hmm. have that, and then the ones who will watch it will actually find themselves being interested in a good TV product. Mm-hmm. Because they said you won't have those hundreds of empty seats distracting you and things of that nature. And then you can actually find yourself watching the game. Because
yeah.
I'll agree, it's not a bad game.
No, they play
great. They play a great brand of basketball. It's a great game to watch. But the TV show that is the WNBA, that's it, is the separation. The game of the WNBA is great. The TV show that is the WNBA,
definitely not NBA like.
Them things be packed out on a Tuesday on the NBA for no reason.
Yeah.
Random home game on a Tuesday. I don't think a WNBA could sell out a Friday night game.
Right. I totally agree with you.
Yeah. I actually found myself watching that. But anywho, I
like the fact that Major League Baseball,
mm-hmm.
Major League Soccer,
mm-hmm.
they all joined in the cause.
Mm-hmm.
I thought showing solidarity was big. People say protesting does nothing. You know,
I would adamantly disagree with that.
I do as well. You know, if a protest is the beginning of something. You know,
LeBron, it gets stuff done. It gets stuff started.
It does. LeBron wanted, you know, he wanted before we came back. And yeah, they came back and voted to play ball. I think cooler heads prevailed. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? They say Michael Jordan was a huge proponent, telling the owners,
mm-hmm.
players' perspective, being a black man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Which I think is a great thing. I also think Michael Jordan's name was thrown out there because LeBron is out front of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Of course.
So they swung all this way with LeBron. They had to swing it back with Mike and hopefully we get it.
But at the same time, Michael Jordan being involved in that capacity as a black man,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, being able to give ownership of these NBA teams another perspective that they definitely don't have.
And you know? Go ahead.
But I truly believe that LeBron and demanding
mm-hmm.
something from the owners. Those owners are donators to huge politicians. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All of this stuff is public record.
Right.
You know, regardless of who they support or what side they support.
They got support.
They have money and they make contributions to people and campaigns to make legislative change.
Correct.
Which is what this is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We can't keep just protesting. We need something to happen. We need someone to be able to create a real change, and that starts with laws.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? As far as the movement, of course, that's the start. I should take, but the movement is to get change, and that mm-hmm. starts with legislation. Excuse me, legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And those owners can help get that some of that done. Legislation through. You know,
because like you said, they got to get the money, and they have pull somewhere.
Absolutely.
And wherever they got it at, that's where they need to work it at. Because because here's the thing about it, right? At some point in time, it becomes a business move. Even if they genuinely don't care about a lot of this stuff, their employees do. And you are in a very employee-driven business when it comes to sports. Mm-hmm. As like it, hate it, when you're in the sports business, you are in a very... No. Hello, Rich. You are in a very employee-driven business, mm-hmm. and if they aren't happy, then you're not gonna have a very good product. You're not gonna make your money. Yeah. Period. Point blank, you're not gonna make your money.
I agree.
And the one thing about I wanted to get to a minute ago was the one thing that's been wild to me about learning about people's views on a lot of these subjects. The idea of perspective, I never thought it was that big of a deal until now. Because there are some who just don't want to see. But then there are some people who just genuinely don't know. There's some that know and they just don't want
to
admit it.
They
just refuse. Then there's some who literally look at stuff and go, wait, is this really what y'all... Yes! This is what we've been fussing about. We wasn't making this up. We wasn't just pulling this out of thin air. Because I know it was a good friend of mine, a guy I play PlayStation with all the time. It's a white guy. He's Asian. Mm-hmm. Hilarious. He said he was of the other side, that he thought maybe black people were just making this up, and he didn't quite get it. Mm-hmm. He said what changed his mind was Trayvon Martin. He said when he learned the details of the Trayvon Martin case, so they're like, wait, so this guy killed somebody and went home. Yeah. He said he was blown away and he said then from there, that's when he looked into a lot of things, learned about a lot of things, and he actually gained that perspective. Because him, out of his mind, he could, black, white, race, out of all of it, remove race from the whole thing. The idea that someone, a man could kill somebody, they know who did it. And then he went home that night. He said that blew him away. And when he started hearing stuff about Black Lives Matter, he made sure to try and join in and do whatever he could. I always kind of like, because he's not very panderish either. I like that, because, you know, I personally just don't care for that. Right. But he made sure he let it be known. He said, hey, bro, I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you. Like, what you feel like you're going through, I don't personally know that feeling, but I can see where you're coming from, because me just seeing it like I do, like he said, him just seeing it like he does, he was blown away by it. And it helps to have, as much as people want to clown him, that's why you got to have Jay-Z with the Roger Goodell. That's why you got to have the Jordans in the room with them. You can have the people on the street doing their thing, because they have a role in this too. They are on the street. They're the grassroots. They're the ground. They're the ones that cause the problems. Cause the problems, get the protest. They're the ones that get it started. And then from there, they turn it, because it was what, I'll forever go back to this story. What was that? The bus boycott. I forgot who the president was at the time. The president called Martin Luther King and was like, how do I get them to stop? He said, give them what they're asking for. That was the person he knew to call. They are doing the Montgomery boys. Like, they on the ground level. They are doing this work. And then the person that is of the higher up, the person that is of the, that can get into these rooms and get into these situations, but they're the ones that get into these situations to rub shoulders with these people, and they're the ones that can get the message across to them. And that's why I've always, that's why I said the idea of perspective has grown on me so much, because I've grown to see that both sides are necessary, both sides are needed, and it's not just one side or the other. We got to stop telling somebody just stay in the office with Roger Goodell that they're a sellout. No, that's what we need. We need somebody that can talk his talk. They can talk his language.
Actually promote change.
Yes. Somebody that can tell, that can talk to him in the way that he can get it. Yes, and that's just it. You got Jordan in the room talking to these billionaires. I don't know what Jordan told him.
I mean,
I don't know what he told him, but
it doesn't matter, because he was speaking from.
Yeah, they say I'm not. It's not in a bad way. I'm just. I don't know what he told them, but I know he had to tell them in a way that they understand it. Because when you move through life, you learn things, you see things differently, you get things in a different way.
Yeah.
Fact of the matter. Clear, point blank.
I applaud the players. I think the players did a great thing. I really do. But I wish they'd have stuck with it, man.
What?
We're not playing.
Not a pause.
Nah.
Nah, you know they couldn't. First of all, you know they couldn't stop it all the way, man. They got to get this ring, big fella.
I mean, I get that.
They got to get this ring, and the longer they pause these games, the longer they got to stay in this bubble. They ready to go home.
The day that they decided not to play, the day Milwaukee said they decided not to play, I was like, man. Then LeBron jumped in front of it. I was like, man, that's going to hurt him. This is his fourth ring. You know what I'm saying? This is his fourth ring that he's possibly gonna get.
Right.
And not playing, man. That puts him in jeopardy.
Yeah, you know? That's why I say
puts him in jeopardy.
Some of these guys, they said that'd be more of my thing. Some of these guys, they ready to go. They ready to get about this bubble, because you got these guys like Utah. They're like, hey, bro, I'm ready to get this over with, man. Look, I know one of the happiest teams in there was the 76ers. They're like, God, we got this sweep. I can go home. Have fun in this bubble. I'm going back to Philly.
I'm going back
to Philly or wherever it is that my vacation home is. Now, the one thing I haven't heard them talk about, just an entry thought, when are they going to start the next season? I haven't heard them talk about it, because I know they're getting, you know, they're getting this season out the way. Yeah. But I'm like, It's August. Normally seasons start like October ish, and I'm like, when are they gonna start the new season? That was just a thought that hit my brain. Because I know ain't nobody said nothing. We ain't got no answer. That was just a thought that hit my brain as they're trying to maneuver through this season, finish this one off at least.
Right.
Question: do you think LeBron wasn't so close to getting one if he would have continued the season? You don't think they would have continued it?
No.
You think they would have just stopped it? Like if LeBron, like if they had a season like last year where the Lakers are like 33-40-something, they'd have been like, mm-hmm. LeBron can't win it. Who we want to get one to? Ben Simmons? Like, really?
I do.
We're trying to get one to Ben Simmons.
I do, and I say that jokingly, but they would have. But I do think it would have seriously been thought about. LeBron can't get him one. Why are we still playing?
Right, because everybody else be getting a first time champion. Oh, the Raptors don't do it. Who cares? The Raptors can repeat.
That would be big.
They would have that little blip like Detroit does.
True. True. Yeah.
They would have that little blip like Detroit.
I agree with that statement.
Because I will say this, I showed a lady that 30 for 30 when Magic came out. And announced he had AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had HIV. I'm sorry. He had HIV. And I was telling her that basically as a whole, that 80s was just ran by the Lakers and Boston. That was it. I said that somewhere near Detroit got two, where somewhere in the late 80s, they pulled two from somewhere, and then the Bulls happened. She's like, how did they get two? I was like,
the bad boys are tough.
I don't know, man. They caught it at the right time. They caught old Magic and old Larry, and they was They just beat him up, basically. I don't know. But yeah, they caught that little blip in there. Young Mike. They just slipped in that perfect spot. Old Magic, old Larry, they slipped in, and then they had to deal with Mike. and they can only hold off Mike, but for so long. But anywho. That's just a question to him and Brains. I don't know if they would. I don't think they would have. Because I don't think any other storyline would have been that cool.
Right.
Except for Dame winning one. But then Dame ain't got enough help. He couldn't have made it out the West because, Gandish, you made?
No.
I don't either. Well, first of all, for anybody who's here, if you've been watching a little bit or a long time, I'd like to appreciate it. I think you're a real one. And obviously, since you're here, you know to hit us on Facebook, follow us on the PG Sports page. We're going to get back to doing this regularly. Probably like this, too, because this was fun. I will say this. All these shows and stuff be zoomed out and whatnot. I think it's going to be a cool time to get back to regular, back to face-to-face, because there's something to... You can zoom it, but then it's like we had technical difficulties. I just popped up. It was like, hey, bro, let's do this.
let's do it this way.
Yeah, I kind of like it this way anyway.
Absolutely.
You got anything else you want to say?
Nah. Hey. Peace out.
Peace.
Yeah, I could have said, what's up, Brandon?